A group of Massachusetts lawmakers is trying to bring back an old idea, rent control, saying it could help turn the tide on rising rent prices. Now, you may not remember, but back in 1994, state voters narrowly banned rent control on a ballot question. Governor Charlie Baker told reporters he doesn't support its return, and it would be counterproductive.
Rent control will stifle the production of new housing. That's exactly the wrong direction to go in. What we need to do here in Massachusetts is build more housing.
And joining us now is Chris Lozinski with the State House News Service. He's been following this story, and he joins us from the State House. Hello, Chris.
Hey, folks. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? Thanks for doing this.
Yeah. Happy
to
be here.
So let's talk about rent control, because, you know, to the ears of some, it's a blessing. To others, it strikes fear. So what have been the reactions on Beacon Hill to what Governor Baker said in his opposition to this return?
You know, I spoke to both lawmakers behind this latest push. That's Representative Mike Connolly and Representative Nika Elagardo yesterday afternoon after Baker came out opposing the latest rent control push. And neither one of them seemed all that surprised or disappointed. It sounded like they expected to run into some opposition, but figured that that was the path that they're embarking down, trying to bring back rent control. And what they said was, you know, that may be the case, but this is something that's just necessary to go after right now. This is an important component in a comprehensive push to addressing the housing crisis in Massachusetts. They really stressed that the legislation that they plan to file in the coming days isn't just a rent control bill. It's a tenant protection bill that offers half a dozen different options for cities and towns to implement, one of which is rent control.
Let's talk about those specifics. I mean, what would their proposed bill do?
Sure. So the proposed bill would not actually require any of these to go into effect. What it would do is allow cities and towns across the Commonwealth at their own discretion to implement tenant protections, from condo closure protections to rent control to perhaps a measure limiting the upfront first month, last month security deposit costs that we all pay moving into new apartments. Under the current system, cities and towns need to come here to the state legislature, get a home rule petition or some kind of state approval before they can implement that. And what this bill would do is return that control to the cities and towns themselves so that they can make their own decisions about how best to address the renting market in their communities.
So this is something that, you know, Mayor Marty Walsh has run up against when he's tried to pass other legislation or other measures here in the city of Boston, this home rule petition piece of it. So this would get rid of that.
Yeah. Basically, it would return power to all of the 350 something communities across the state to make those decisions at their own will. It would not require rent control in any given community, and that was something that the representatives I spoke to yesterday, in wake of Baker's comments, both said. They said, you know, the needs in Greenfield might be different than the needs here in Boston. There's housing needs everywhere, but different communities with different demographics, different layouts, might want to go about this in a different way. And what they're hoping to do is just increase the tools that cities and towns have available to them, given that particularly in urban areas in Boston and in other cities across the state, there really is quite a potent housing crunch.
So how does what Representatives Connolly and Elagardo trying to do compare to what Representative Dave Rogers is proposing? There's a second bill, right?
Yeah. There's more than one version of this proposed on Beacon Hill. It looks like Representative Rogers' version is a little more narrowly focused on rent control rather than, as Connolly and Elagardo described their proposal, a menu of options for cities and towns.
I see.
So theirs is more sweeping, a little bit more ambitious, but also because it is not mandating any of these, just does create a whole other range of options.
So let's talk about rent control, because according to the National Bureau of Economic Research in Cambridge, in the 10 years immediately following the repeal of rent control, property values increased by $1.8 billion, and direct dollar investments in housing units, you know, repairs, more than doubled on an annual basis. On the other hand, rents increased sharply. So with all of that in mind, and again, as I mentioned at the top there, this rent control can be a blessing for some people, and it other people it strikes fear. What kind of support do these rent control measures have in the legislature?
It's a little unclear right now how much support this measure is going to be able to get. And given that Governor Baker has already come out in opposition, it's going to need to find a pretty broad coalition if it's going to have any chance here.
Veto-proof coalition?
Yeah, something along those lines. He didn't say specifically if he would veto it if it came to that, but I think his opposition was pretty clear. It's worth noting that back in that 94 vote, there was a pretty significant split across the state. I think that Boston, Brookline, and Cambridge, which were the only towns that actually had rent control at the mm-hmm. time, voted in favor of maintaining it on that ballot question, and everywhere else across the state was much more firmly in opposition. So it might be tough to get enough legislators on board, given that there is that sort of regional split in approach here.
So the governor also has been talking a lot about building more and increasing development. And he actually said to reporters yesterday that development has decreased significantly in the past two decades, and he sees that as the major hindrance to more affordable housing.
We used to build 30,000 new units of housing every year until about 25 years ago, and then we stopped doing that and started building 8,000 to 10,000 new units of housing. For literally 25 years, we've been underperforming on housing production. We don't have a lot of inventory. The inventory we have ends up being really expensive, and that pushes people farther and farther away from where they go to school, where they work, to find a place they can afford to live.
So we're also 25 years away from rent decontrol, and doing that was supposed to make more development possible. That suggests that other factors here hindered development. And I think among them is local zoning restrictions. And that's part of a set of bills that the governor is pushing, correct?
Yeah, you're correct. That's one of his biggest priorities this session has been legislation he filed that would change the threshold needed to make zoning required changes from a 2/3 majority of the Board of Selectmen or City Council, whatever the top municipal board mm-hmm. is, down to a simple majority. His thinking is that lowering the bar will make zoning changes much more possible. It will cut out some of the red tape that developers face trying to bring in new housing, and will hopefully spur a housing boom. He pointed to his own numbers that he's brought up quite often, that housing development has slowed significantly, and I think that any range of statistics you look at across the state indicate that there just isn't enough housing to fit people into, particularly in our urban areas. Baker had proposed that last session, ran out of momentum before the end of session, brought it up again pretty early this year. So he's going to make that a cornerstone priority. And it's worth noting that the supporters of this tenant protection bill think that's a good idea, just that it needs to be a comprehensive approach.
Got it. So we'll keep our eyes on Beacon Hill on this one. That's Chris Lozinski. He's a reporter with the State House News Service. Thanks so much for bringing us this reporting.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Coming up, should Massachusetts ban youth tackle football? We'll talk to both sides of the debate. I'm Jamie Bologna, and this is Radio Boston.
Wait, don't go yet.
Because you already know how to download a podcast.
But if you have any other tech or life question, maybe we can help you. WBUR is working on a new show, and we need your tech questions.
Or maybe your parents' questions. Just click that little phone-shaped app on your cell phone and leave a message. 617-917-4717.
Yes, we know. How quaint. A phone call. But give it a try. 617-917-4717.